Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope you're taking care of yourself and taking time out to recharge if you feel you need it. And heck, even when you don't feel you need it, I hope you're taking some time out too. We're almost done. This month's theme of money management. Next month is stress management. I'm going to try to make stress fun, or at least talking about it fun. Today's topic is shiny object syndrome, which you probably have heard of. And I wanted to make an episode on it. You might be thinking, well, Josie, I've been listening all along to this theme of money management, and you are a saver, you're not a spender, so what can you say? Well, it is true, I'm much more of a saver than a spender, but that doesn't mean I don't see the shiny objects. And to break that down even more, it's not that I don't see the shiny projects or the shiny vacations or the shiny books and magazines, or the shiny shoes and purses, or the shiny name brands, or the shiny jewelry, or the shiny cars and watches, or the shiny houses, or shiny neighborhoods, or even the shiny spouses that are out there. The allure might not be the same as someone else, but I think that's the case for everyone. Like I mentioned in episode 80, my thing is I love high-end kitchen supplies. So I may drool over a high-end fridge or stove or dishwasher or food warmer or even a avocado peeler. You may be the type to drool over a particular breed of dog or a particular mountain bike or a certain vacation home in a certain spot that would be so amazing. And of course, we can't have it all.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need. Or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so. For no extra charge, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
But we do spend money on the things that are important to us, which is what the money management worksheet is about. If you want to get that, it's affirmationpod.com/money management. You can also text money management to 44222 in the US to get my free worksheet, which goes with the theme for this month. I have 3 points to make about shiny object syndrome. But before I go there, I do want to share a few shiny objects that I've bought. One that came to mind last night when I was thinking about this episode was our vacuum. We have a Dyson DC66 vacuum. Where I live in Canada, it's about $600. Now, we did get it on sale, but it is retail price $600. I'd say it's a higher-end vacuum, if not a high-end vacuum, and it works amazing. It's fabulous. But as I was thinking about that, I was like, Josie, you got to also mention, we also have a Roomba, the iRobot vacuum. You may have seen it. It's a circle, and it can roll around on its own. And we also have, so my husband does actually the heavy vacuuming. We also have a Electrolux cordless vacuum. It's a 2-in-1 that I love using because it's much lighter. It's for small jobs around the house. What's your emotional reaction to that? We've got 3 vacuums in this house. And I ask this because, well, the last episode was on the emotional meaning of money. Are you surprised? Does it seem like a lot of money or a lot of vacuums? Do you feel indifferent? Thinking, that's pretty normal. Or maybe you feel amused, like, wow, you've spent over $1,000 on vacuums. And it's a reminder, we do spend money on what's important to us. And I guess this episode has taught me that vacuums are important to me. So all this to say, shiny object syndrome. What is important to us? We all have different interests. We have different tastes. We have different styles. We have different things that we could buy that would make us feel good, make us happy, be very functional, fit with our own personal style and lifestyle. And I have three words for you, which are reflection points that I want to use, and I want to suggest them for you to consider. The first is compare. How does this shiny object, shiny whatever it might be, compare to what I already have? I have owned two vehicles in my life. I drove my first car for 15 years. It was a Honda. It had no air conditioning. It had no power windows. It had no power locks. It had no power steering. It had a cassette player when I got it originally, but I did later install a CD player. And it's something where I used to joke, oh, I'm going to drive this until I need a minivan because I'll be having kids then. And I actually did drive it until I was pregnant with my first child. When I sold it and bought my new van, my Honda, my car, had over 380,000 kilometers on it. And I did the conversion. That's over 260,000 miles on it. And for years, friends would be like, wow, you're still driving this car. Wow, you're still driving this car. And I remember even some friends who they had a Mercedes something and a Lexus something, and they were making much less money than I was. To be honest, I was probably making more than both of their incomes combined. And I remember my friend was like, you totally deserve a way nicer car than that. Like, you've earned it. You've worked hard. You should just get a new car. And for me, it was just constantly every time the topic came up or an issue came up with a car, I would compare. Well, I could get one, but how does it compare to what I have? Well, this car still runs. I'm comfortable with it. It gets me from A to B to C and back to A. And as I compare, I'm like, well, is there anything wrong with what I have? No. And as you can probably tell, cars aren't my thing. And so 15 years later, circumstances changed and comparing what I have now to what I need. And I decided to buy a minivan. And when I compared the two, I realized, okay, this is a stage of life where I want to have a better vehicle, a safer vehicle. The man at the dealership, the salesman who helped me, he actually said, I've been in this business for 22 years. I have never seen someone upgrade from that to that. Because I did get a top of the line, lots of bells and whistles, minivan. And my husband laughed for the first 2 months probably because all I could say when we first got the minivan, now it's got all these, like it's got a cooler, it's got a vacuum. Okay, speaking of vacuums, my minivan has a vacuum in it, which yes, was a selling point for me. But when we first got the minivan, all I could say for the first 2 months was like, wow, this has power steering. This is amazing, power steering. And he would just laugh and shake his head like, power steering's been around for so long. Anyways,
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love AquaTrue? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
Compare what you have with this shiny object. And for me, with the vehicle situation, not 15 years, I didn't want to switch over, but probably a solid 10 years, I was able to compare. And my conclusion was, I'll stick with what I have instead of going for something new or something different. And one question that can tie into this part is, have you given it enough time, the item that you do have? You know, I think I probably gave my car more than enough time before buying the new one. So the first point I have is compare. The second point I have is count, meaning count the cost of this shiny object. Count your expenses right now. Count the cost of making a transition or change to the new object. Can you afford it? The money, the time, the energy. And the third point I want to say is consider. Consider the future. And I wanted to say picture the future, but then I was like, oh, let's try to keep it all words with C. So consider or picture the future. What will it be like with this shiny object? Will it be necessary, unnecessary? Will it be a financial burden? Or maybe the benefits of it are going to outweigh the costs. I think part of the shiny object syndrome is you can make impulsive buys, or you can get so sold on the possibilities of it, the benefits of it, the emotion of it in the moment, that you don't think of some of the realities of it. And that's where consider a year from now, 2 years from now, even 6 months from now, what will it look like to have the shiny object? So just to review, the 3 C's are compare. How does this compare to what I have already? Count the cost, the time, the money, the energy of this shiny object. And 3, consider. Consider the future with it. When more of the reality sets in, is it what you want? Is that a place you want to be? So this wins for episode where I say the word vacuum the most. I actually didn't think I had a thing for vacuums until I made this episode. And if shiny object syndrome is something that you struggle with and you know it sets you back financially in ways that weren't necessary, weren't needed, and you want to address this, you want to work on this, check out my mini course, The Change Framework. Again, it's not going to be a money course where we talk about setting budgets and tracking expenses. It talks about the brain and how to work with your brain to make a change and a shift in your mentality, in your choices, And when it comes down to it, in your needs. And that's part of the shiny object syndrome, where we feel like we need to purchase something when actually we don't. So check it out, affirmationpod.com/change. Use promo code MONEY to get $30 off. Again, that's affirmationpod.com/change. And you can use the promo code MONEY for $30 off. This doesn't quite wrap up this month's theme on money management. I'm actually republishing Affirmations for Money Management that I created in 2013 for my Affirmations for Healthy Living podcast. That's the first podcast I had before I rebranded and moved things over to this podcast, Affirmation Pod. And that was episode 9. So we're now at episode 82, and I know some of you have not gone back and listened to some of the original episodes. So I'm going to be reposting it in a few days. And it's a really good episode, if I say so myself. I should also mention, since I totally forgot to last month, that I also republished the time management affirmations at the end of the series on time management. That was episode 13 in the original podcast. So again, I thought it would be something that you might not have listened to. And you can find it just after the episode 78 on attention management. That is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and pressing play today. I wish you all the best as you compare, count, and consider whenever a shiny object comes along your way. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.